Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Otaki resident in New Year's honours. Otaki resident Mary Jane Rivers has been made an officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit in the New Year's honours list. Ms Rivers was honoured for her services to community-led development, governance and education. She has been a leader and innovator across several fields in her career and voluntary work through her local communities, senior public sector roles, and later adult and community education, community-led development, and international development. In 1970, Ms. Rivers helped found the first women's refuge in the North Island. She was also the first policy advisor in the Ministry for Women and the first CEO of the Citizens Advice Bureau before consulting on social and organisational development. Ms. Rivers is one of 151 New Zealanders recognised in the 2024 New Year's Honours List. Voile & Co make huge donation to Kapiti Community Food Bank. Prior to Christmas, Kapiti-based real estate agency Voile & Co held a massive Give a Present drive, getting the community to bring gifts into its office for the food bank, and for every gift received, the agency promised to donate one too. Mike Voile, who owns the company with his wife Audra, says they visited the food bank a few months ago and loved the cause, so they decided to get on board and help. Mr. Voile says they were thrilled with the community support. He says they were absolutely blown away by the stories and generosity. Mr. Voile says people from all walks of life donated presents and were particularly appreciative that Voile & Co would also be donating. In all, more than 450 gifts were donated. Waikanae author Cathy Kern releases new novel. Since getting the idea for the book My View of the Bright Moon, Ms. Kern, who lives in Waikanae, started writing a chapter every month. Over the next 3 years, her book slowly grew, and at the end, she sent the manuscript to her writers' group members, and Ms. Kern says it was incredibly helpful having them read her book. She says the biggest challenge when writing the book was that it took over her life, and she wrote for between 14 and 16 hours each day. She's had some really good reviews from people, with many telling her it feels as if the characters are alive. Bilingual signs aid communication. Neurodiverse tamariki who don't speak are being encouraged to play in public spaces via new communication boards. The first of a series of seven boards throughout the Kapiti Coast was recently unveiled at Haruatai Park in Otaki. On hand were representatives of Kapiti Council and Ngā Hapū o Otaki, who collaborated on the project that includes information in Te Reo Māori. The Council's Play Projects Coordinator, Kat Wild, says the communication boards are part of a process to make local playgrounds accessible for all abilities. Ngā Hapū o Otaki Chair Denise Hapeta says the board support Ngā Hapū o Otaki's vision, Kia Ukaipo Te Reo Māori Ki Otaki, for Otaki to be officially recognised as a bilingual town. The Haruatai Park boards are the first to be installed, with the All Abilities Laura Irene Drive Reserve Playground in Raumati South to follow soon. More boards are planned in or near playgrounds at Aorangi Road Reserve, Maisongarve Reserve and McLean Park, Marine Gardens and Campbell Park. Tihoro Beach Friends Committee update. Two new members have joined the Friends of Tihoro Beach Committee after its AGM at the end of November. Rupert Randall as new secretary and David Walshaw join President Nikki McGill, Treasurer Matthew Ineson and Liz Coe on the committee. The Friends has a history dating back to the 1970s when it was established as a community organisation to support Tihoro Beach. Its aim is to make the beach and its surroundings safer, cleaner and more resilient. This year, the Friends group worked extensively with Rene Corlett from Remo and the Tihoro Hall Emergency Hub to investigate and find ways to help Tihoro Beach be more resilient in an emergency. The Friends has applied for and received community grants to help improve the beach environment. It's asked the community for a list of what it would like to see improved. New business group imminent. A year on from the opening of the PP20 Expressway, Elevate Otaki has negotiated with Kapiti Council to see its assets pass over to a new business association for Otaki Tihoro. The new group will be established in the first half of 2024. The outgoing chair of Elevate, Adrian Gregory, who negotiated the arrangement, says the assets will include funding the new Ōtaki retail and investment strategy, street flags, and a media platform that has played a part in profiling Ōtaki during the past 12 months. And now a couple of letters from Kapiti Coasters. This letter, Listen to War and Don't Play, from Jim Wallace of Waikanae. Jim writes, Shame on New Zealand cricket for promoting the forthcoming games with South Africa as test matches when the visitors have announced that the majority of the A-team will be staying home to play in a lucrative league series. Jim says, as the grandfather of dedicated youngsters enjoying the game, I find it insulting that our administrators should accept a second 11 and ask the public to support the games as test matches. Listen to the advice from retired Australian test captain Steve Waugh and don't play. That from Jim Wallace of Waikanae. Wishing you a great week. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many more, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.